Shelley?
I am well, Becky. It's been so long since we've talked on our podcast. I'm excited to get back up and running with you.
Yes, me too. We've been kind of busy, so the podcast went to the wayside for a little while, but we are back. We've got plans to be more productive in the way of the podcast. So what have you been up to, Shelley?
I guess we were on spring break, right? Anyway. Yeah. Well, I just family. My son was busy with wrestling, so that took precedence, you know, how do you say that? Yeah, you know, it was up on my list. And that took some time. It was exciting. And so that's what I've been busy. And been busy with my business, and then busy with flying, as I'm still a flight attendant. And so manipulating my schedule, and it just didn't coincide then with the weather also. So that's what I've been up to. What have you been up to?
Well, I have also been busy with family things and started a new project in community theater. So I've been going to rehearsals for Mamma Mia, which has been lots of fun. Met lots of new people, which I love about community theater.
And when is that one in Alexandria, Minnesota? What is that? Yep. We might as plug that also.
Andrea. Yeah, let's plug the theater. So our local theater is the Andrea Theater in Alexandria. And the show dates are, oh my goodness, April 4th through 7th, and then the following Thursday through Sunday of 2019. So, and I just actually, I'm so far behind. I actually just bought tickets for my family to go and see the show for the first weekend. And we are already down to slim pickings for
really?
Seats.
So oh, people, wow.
Yeah, which is wonderful for the theater. So if you're considering coming to see the show, which I think is going to be a lot of fun, you might want to go online at andreatheater.org and buy your tickets.
And can I ask, who are you playing? What part is your part?
So I am playing the part of Tanya, who is one of the dynamos from Donna and the Dynamos. So I'm kind of the sassy, snobby one. So we'll give it a go. Right?
We'll give it a go. The contrast of you, I'm sure. Pauses.
It is a bit of a contrast. So that's why they call it acting, right?
But fun. You get to be something you're not.
Yes, it's super fun. And I've got to tell you, Jessica Chipman plays, she plays Donna Sheridan, who is one of the main characters. And Kristen Peterson plays Rosie, who is the other cohort of Donna and the Dynamos. And she is so funny. And the rest of the cast is amazing. And I don't want to keep going on about
this.
Well,
but this is fun. But, you know.
Yes, we've been having a lot of fun with it. So,
but think about this. This is about perception again, too. And that's what we were going to kind of work our way into. You know, you're doing contrast from what you normally, I would perceive that you are. But, you know, we all have different ways we look at ourselves and how we look at others. So
yes,
you know, and you as an actor get to play these different roles and get a different view and be in different people's shoes. And I think that's what we were going to kind of lead into is, you know, having a more global view about different people's perceptions of things and not taking things maybe so literally. And I don't know, I'm kind of just going with it now. I'm going to throw it over back to you, Becky.
Oh, about
our intent for our cast, what we're talking about today.
Oh, yeah. So our intent for our podcast. So we wanted to talk about perceptions and how everybody has their own personal filters that all conversations, interactions, and experiences go through. And I wanted to lead with a story that I read in the book Daring to Lead by Brené Brown. And she has a great example of this And I find it to be true in my own world, and it really resonated with me. So I wanted to share it, and that's kind of what sparked this conversation for today. So the story is that she was at home. She had like a big project to do. She had made big plans for herself, you know, put a lot on her plate, and it was just busy, and she was just stressed out. So she's sitting in her dining room. She hears her husband come in and walk down the hall and go into the kitchen. And, she hears him say, "We don't even have any damn lunch meat in this house." Okay. So because she's feeling stressed, what she takes from that statement is, what did he just say? I clenched my jaws and tightened my fist. I couldn't believe he would be so, and she says a naughty word, crappy. So she said, "I walked into the kitchen and said, 'Hey, babe,' but not in the nice way. I did it with a voice and tone that have launched 1,000 fights in kitchens across the globe." He responded with a little weariness and a little hopefulness. "Hey, what's up?" And she replies, "You know that big old truck you drive?" I asked. "Yeah," he responded, wariness overtaking hopefulness. "I bet if you point it west and you go about 1.5 miles, you're going to run into a big ass HEB grocery store. I bet if you go in there and you give them your credit card, they'll give you a bag of ham." She said, at this point, I was very pleased with myself. He looked less impressed and more worried. And he said, "Did you leave your credit card at?" And she's like, "No, I did not lose my credit card. I'm just saying you can go get your own lunch meat." "Geez, are you okay?" "Yes, I'm okay. I understand that it's 6:30 and you're pissed off that there's no dinner on the table. I get it." And he's like, wait, what? "I understand it's 6:30. You're hungry. Dinner's not on the table. I get it." "Okay, Brene. What's 30 times 365? And she's like, "Oh my God, on top of everything else, he's math shaming me. This is a total takedown." So this conversation goes on, and he's like, "Number one, if I came home and dinner was on the table, I would think one of two things was happening. You're leaving me or someone in our family is really sick. Number two, when we cook dinner, we normally do it together. Number three, who has done the grocery shopping in this family for like the last 5 years?" And she's thinking, damn it to hell, this is not following the script for the movie in my head. And that story resonated with me. She took one statement and immediately created a whole scenario surrounding that statement because of the filter she was putting it through in her own mind. How many times have you done that? How many times have I done that? And
definitely, we get caught in it, in that web.
Yes, she made up a story. So in his story, it was not the same story. And that is where conflict arises. And it really resonated with me. So, and I know that you had, you know, some experiences in the last few weeks with,
total life.
right. And so we were just discussing that, you know, we each, you know, put in the same room and we listen to the same speaker, and then you were to give a summary of that speaker and then I was to give a summary of that speaker, it might sound like we went to two different speakers. Am I right?
We see things differently from all their experiences and how we've been programmed, and so sometimes and we react. It's not a response. So it's stepping back, like the old saying, you know, walking somebody else's shoes, is really just stepping back and really going, you know, this is what they're seeing, but just a global vision or a more softer focus, or just maybe not saying anything and just kind of stepping back for a second and seeing what if, you know, is what if,
yes.
It's not, you know, you see, we use this example especially on the aircraft. I'm going to bring my flight attendant stuff in because, okay, assisting someone, you know, you assume someone with a cane might want some help, but maybe in their mind, they want to do it all themselves, right? So just so you come up there right away and, you know, you just kind of approach the situation, see what they're doing, and you don't already offer help without, you know, globally looking, okay, do they need assistance? Don't they need assistance? Or just hanging back and saying, did you need any assistance? But reading them in body language too, because they might even want to be approached with that at all.
Right. That's huge.
Just somebody walking down the aisle with a cane, you know, you don't know what's going on with them. Maybe this is something new with them and they want to do it themselves, or it's something new with them and they need a lot of help, or this is just how they've been all their lives. So they don't want help. Right. You know, and I've helped a blind person on the subway and I had him fall down. I think I told you that story too. He fell right on top of me. Anyway, because I was looking down the wrong escalator. We were going to go down the up escalator at the subway, and I thought I was helping him. Okay, look, really, am I paying attention? Luckily, he was very gracious, and we both laughed because he was a big, big gentleman, a big, like, 6 foot, and he landed right on the top of me. And I go, well, I have eyes, and I still didn't see that. I said, it's very humbling. It's very humbling. I could see and he couldn't see, so he was trusting me and I still wasn't looking. But I was in the mindset of helping. And we both fell on our asses. But anyway. And then I made a joke of it, of course, but it made me realize, wow, right?
Yes, exactly. It's really funny. Yes. Not all your filters were turned on.
No, because I was in help mode and thinking, oh my gosh, he's not going to know and whatever, and which was true, but I hadn't been at that subway station for a long time. So I didn't realize that was the up escalator, not the down, because they switch them around sometimes when there's more traffic. And I was going on past beliefs, right? I wasn't looking around my area to see what was currently happening. I was going from past, this was up before. It might have been like 3 years ago, the last time I was at that train station, right? And they switch it, and this is at JFK, yes. So that one it changes the direction depending on flow. Anyway, but it was very humbling.
But a great life lesson. It's such a good demonstration of not listening, you know, not going, moving forward presently based on past beliefs, and things may have changed.
The escalator.
Yeah, exactly. The escalator change.
Which direction are you going? Well, there's a good one too. I'll give another of the escalator about beliefs, or not beliefs, but perceptions. There's people going up the escalator and it stops. They're standing there stopped. Mm-hmm. They're going, okay, they don't know what to do. How are we going to get out of this? Hello, help, help, help. They're calling.
Are you? They don't want.
Okay. Well, you forget you're on an escalator. What does an escalator turn into when it stops?
Exactly.
So caught up in what's going on, you forget, it's a freaking staircase, not an escalator anymore.
Exactly.
So a great thing about perception? Right? Yep. Escalator's moving, but when it stops, it's something else. But if you don't change your perception, you're going to be stuck on an escalator. What do you do?
Oh my gosh, that's such a great.
I'm losing you. Can you hear me? We do apologize if we're cutting in and out a little bit. You were cutting a little out, but that's okay. Okay, so go on. So there's my stories about escalators and perception.
Yes. And I love that. So I'm not sure if we have a goal of to, you know, I'm sure everybody has experienced this. I guess, you know, what's our point, but to, you know, how.
I think it's about giving awareness about it and, you know, see how we get caught in the trap. Mm-hmm.
Right. And to be willing to ask questions. So, you know, as I was referring to Brené Brown's book, Daring to Lead, later in that segment, she talks about how she realized that the story she was telling herself about that situation was completely different than the story her husband had about that situation. And so she used that as a tool in her work and in her personal life. To, you know, like say you walk away from a meeting and you're feeling frustrated or someone made a comment and you interpreted that comment as being directed against you or it was derogatory in some way, and you're thinking, well, why would that person? So she said she uses it as a tool to just go up to the person that she may have had questions about what comments were made and just approach them honestly and authentically and say, hey, you know, we had this meeting earlier. I'd like to just talk about this a moment and just say, you know, here's the story I created in my head surrounding this meeting. Does my interpretation correlate with yours? Am I on track here? Am I telling myself the right kind of story? And she's like, sometimes I am. And then we work through that issue. If they were, you know, upset or angry with her, she's like, I'll, you know, then we've got something to work with issues. And she said, and sometimes I have completely misinterpreted and someone will say, no, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to sound rude. I was thinking about this other thing, which colored my response to this thing. And she's like, and then the air is cleared in that respect also, and I can move on with my day and say, oops, okay, I misinterpreted that. So I think it is really getting down to awareness that we're creating stories that may or may not be accurate.
And what book was this again? Say it so people, if they want to, you know, find it.
I'm sorry, the book. It's Daring to Lead by Brené Brown. I'll get you the full title because it's like Daring to Lead subtitle.
And you also did a little book review on this. I'm going to throw that out there because you won't say that. And it should be coming out sometime right? Or has it already?
It may. I mean, several people write book reviews for our local magazine, Definitive Woman. And so she's kind of got a stockpile. Yeah, so it may be in the issue.
Yeah.
Not be. I don't know. But yeah. So anyway.
Just to plug that too, because, you know, there you wrote a little review on it. So, you know, if you happen to see it, go, oh, Becky talked about this. Oh, Becky wrote it. Oh,
oh, there you go. There's Becky.
Right? There's Becky. And there's that three, you know, three times, you know.
There you go. Yes.
The three, book. Everything happens in threes. So I'm just saying.
Yep. The full title. So the leave late of 20. It's called Dare to Lead, Brave Work, Tough Conversations, Whole Hearts.
Nice.
So it is about authentic communication, you know, and how we can get in our own way and how we can help, you know, encourage real conversations to take place.
And not to be offended with different things. I mean, I'll even give an example. I remember I didn't realize I say, you know, we say that a lot up here, you know,
we sure do.
It's just something we say where when I was with someone at a seminar, she goes, well, no, I don't know. And I'm going, oh, I didn't really, I go, I don't mean it as it literally, I'm using it as a filler.
Right. it's like a Minnesotan's version of a period at the end of a sentence.
but that was bringing my awareness. She called me on it. Well, no, yeah. I don't know. And I go, oh, slow down, backtrack and regroup. And, you know, and I go, oh, and so there's that communication. And I'm glad she brought that to my attention, you know, and I was going, you know, see, I did it again. But we don't realize how much we say it up here, at least. Or right. Other places. And I do. But then again, having said that, I do think you should know. That's my filter that gets to be switched off.
Right. So that, yeah, which leads us into beliefs and how to be impeccable with our word. Isn't that within the four agreements?
Impeccable, your word. And then with integrity, it's integrity and being with integrity. And
you know, getting back to our habits with speech pattern. There I go. There's one of mine.
What's that? Speaking,
I just said,
I bet you don't do that when you act. Do you do that when you act, when you have a whole script?
No, because my words should be memorized.
No shooting on yourself, but there you go, because our brain, our mouth has to catch up to our brain. So we're using fillers.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And so that I know about myself, your fillers, minus, you know,
mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
You know, too.
But leading back to our,
leading
back to our speech patterns and being impeccable with our word, you know, sometimes, and maybe it's more noticeable in our region of where we live, maybe it's different in other parts of the country, which would be an interesting question to pose if we have listeners in other areas. Maybe they'd like to comment. But where we live, it's very easy to, if we're feeling happy, you know, we might say, oh, we feel pretty good. You know, instead of,
I'm hearing, you know, all the time. Sorry. Right. Hey, count how many times we said, you know, on this podcast. Mm-hmm.
but to be wary, about, you know, don't be self-deprecating, which is a bad habit of mine. I tend to, you know, use self-deprecating humor. And then I realize, wait a second, words are powerful. Even, you know, because again, every time we use phrases that we find common, every time we use phrases that are common in our speech patterns, they're, we use them because they're a deeply rooted habit. So I've been learning, I have recently become certified in hypnosis, and I've been reading a lot about it for years.
And that's what you've been busy with also, is your certification with hypnosis, and leading into that, other things. You forgot to say that, your business. We forgot all about that. You're changing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll get to that. But
we'll circle back to that. Let's go do hypnosis. You know, I'm already cut into the back forth, and I go back and forth because that's how I operate. But other people can't track that way. I just assume they can. So back to where you're going on. Go back, right. Becky.
So my point is that we have a lot of are deeply rooted. We have habits with our speech patterns, and we have habits about our beliefs, and we have habits with our filters about what is happening to us. You know, my filters have been developed, you know, from childhood on to my adult life, and all of my experiences have blended to create these filters. So when experiences happen to me, those experiences are going to go through, those experiences are going to be filtered through my previous experiences, which have turned into beliefs about what these experiences mean, what comes of these experiences, etc. But the good news is, from what I've learned through hypnosis and years of, you know, studying, you know, our belief systems and our
Should start taking a tally right now. I'm sorry, because I can't.
I'm picking. I know.
I'm sorry. I am listening, but I'm listening even deeper, Becky.
Right. Now I've lost my train of thought.
I'm sorry. No, but you, the things you've learned about. See, I can listen and do that. That's that little. You know, you see, I said it now, but what you have learned in your past programming, and the good news is from hypnosis,
we can change how beliefs. We can change. So say I'm going to use a very easy example, but it's a powerful example. Say when you were 6 years old and you and your older sibling had been outside playing and you come in and you're warm and you ask your mother for a popsicle. The older sibling is allowed to have a popsicle. And your mother tells you, you don't need to have one yet. And that, and you're like, why don't I get a popsicle? And you remember, like, that stinks when you don't get a popsicle, but your other sibling gets a popsicle. So you remember being told no. And then you start creating all these stories about why you were told no, why you were less deserving of that popsicle than your older sibling. However, and that story grows and continues and is locked away.
And so that
feeling stays with you. It filters all your other beliefs, you know, so then you get to be an adult and someone says, you know, that's not available and you feel badly. Well, when you go and look at it through a different filter, when you have the opportunity to go back and revisit that experience, you may have forgotten that before you went outside, you got to have a bowl of ice cream because your older sibling was still cleaning their room and you had gotten that done. And you got to have a bowl of ice cream. So because you've already had a bowl of ice cream, you go right now. But your older sibling didn't get to have that bowl of ice cream, which you don't remember as part of the story. So they got to, and you were denied. So my point is that our filters can affect how we feel about things on an unconscious level, because that experience is locked in our subconscious. Our subconscious holds our feelings, our emotions, our memories. And until about age 7 or 8, everything that happens to us is taken literally. Everything that is said to us is taken literally. We don't have that critical factor, which is called reasoning and logic. We don't have that developed until the age of 7 or 8-ish to interpret what has happened to us before.
So being good or bad too, you got to remember that, right?
So the point is, we do have an opportunity through hypnosis and using hypnosis as an example, because that's my paradigm.
Your modality that you're introducing, mm-hmm. along with your biofeedback and stuff, yes. like that. So go ahead.
So the good news is that we have the ability to reevaluate where these filters are coming from, because beliefs can be changed. Habits. So our habits can be changed when we go back and we realize, oh, maybe there was a different way to look at this.
And I'm going to use,
you know, like irrational fears about spiders or phobias.
Or how about we say reframing, like I was mentioning to you, yes. about turbulence, because we'll go with my flight attendant stuff. Turbulence. And people go, that was a bad flight. I go, what is a bad flight? It was just bumpy. It's just bumps. What's bad? Mm-hmm. It's not bad or good. It's just like waves on the ocean. It's waves in the air, and we're just happening to go through it. So instead of thinking it's bad, because really, is it bad? It can be uncomfortable. Are you scared when you're in the boat? You know, just reframing how you looked at that too.
Yes. Exactly. You know? Yes. It's about reframing. So like, one example is like people that might have a phobia with spiders.
Sorry, I took you away from your spiders.
No, that's okay. No, because that was a great example. But you know, say you had a scary encounter with a spider when you were 5, and that shaped a fear as an adult of spiders. Well, through hypnosis or through relaxation or meditation, you can go and revisit that experience that you had with that spider. And as an adult, you can say, oh, I'm so much bigger than that spider. Oh, wait a second. That spider can't really hurt me. Maybe it might give me a little bite and it might itch, being that you live in Minnesota. It's not, let's assume it's not a deadly spider. But then because you were able to revisit that situation with a different filter and the possibility of, like you said, reframing and understanding it from a new perspective, you come out of that experience not feeling as afraid of spiders. That experience no longer holds the power over you.
And that's what I would say. You take your power back. You take your power back from that incident.
Right. Your perspective, you have given yourself an opportunity to change your perspective about an experience.
And that's where organically with myofascial experience can come bubble to the surface. And that's when you organically just mirror it back, exactly what you do in hypnosis, a different way, though. It's just a different avenue to help you release what's holding you back in different belief systems and unlocking what's holding you into that belief system, whatever key you use to unlock it.
Yes, and whatever, that's a great way.
And whatever you believe will help you in any modality. And the person you're working with that you trust also will help you change beliefs. And you too can just do on your own and self, you know, journaling too about asking the question, what is the fear behind this? You know, like you said, the spider, and start just journaling too. It's another tool. I'm just giving another avenue, and the hypnosis is wonderful, but just another, just to go delve deeper in there.
And like you said, you know, there, and our body does. So not only do we hold memories, you know, everything that's ever happened to us is held in our subconscious, but those memories can also be held in the cells of our muscles. And that's not a woohoo airy fairy statement. That's scientific fact.
Yeah. Just go to myofascialrelease.com. It's all there. Yeah. You know, and there's other things in bondage belief, and it's there. So we don't even have to go there. It is true. So blah.
Yeah. No, it's true.
That's our belief. But having said that, if you don't believe it, then that's your truth. And that's okay.
Exactly. Again, your paradigm has a huge effect on how you function and move through the world. You know, some people, and I'm sure we can find examples of people where everything just seems to flow, and some people where it's just one traumatic incident after another, or not even traumatic, but one annoying incident after another. Like getting back to your example with turbulence, you know, one person might liken it to a bumpy ride on a lake, and another person might say that was a terrible flight. I didn't get anything done and my drink spilled.
So reframing it, going back, okay, I didn't get to do what I wanted to do. This annoyed it and took up my time. But why are you really on the plane? To get to point A to point B. But you wanted all the whole experience in between on your journey to be perfect. Well, as we know, our journey in life is not perfect. But did you get from A to B in your life? Great. But we get caught up in the story again, like you said. And that's so reframing and stepping back. Okay, yes, I, you know, for me, as a flight attendant, I'm getting paid to sit down. Woohoo! But that's my favorite reference. I don't have to serve you. I just get to talk on the PA and I get paid and I don't have to do a darn thing. Yes. But that's my frame of reference. But then again, we don't know what's happened to someone. Maybe in their environment, someone was really scared when they were little and they were sitting next to him, and they didn't real the person next to him was really scared. So now they're just mimicking what they've learned.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That they should be scared.
Yeah.
Because this other person was scared.
Yes.
So, and what is, you know, being aware? Yes, it's bumpy. That's why you put your seatbelt on so you don't hit the ceiling, mm-hmm. you know, but it's just being educated on, well, what is it? But then, like you said, your drink spilled. Okay. You know, I always think people always order hot coffee when it's bumpy. Really? Really? I'm going to say it. That's my little pet peeve. Really? It just got bumpy. So you're having hot drinks in an airplane. Really? Let's rethink this.
Exactly.
So instead of, I used to get really pissed off. So instead I said, you know, I'd be happy to get you a coffee. Can we wait a little bit when it's not so bumpy? And they'll go, oh yeah, that sounds good. Really? Mm-hmm. But see, because their frame of reference at the time, they're getting served. It's all about me getting served in this moment in time. They're forgetting what all is going on in their environment.
Yes.
I know. Yes. Simple as a cup of coffee, right?
Yep. So what we're saying is that, you know, what we're saying is there is an opportunity and it is possible to change your perceptions. And to maybe, you know, we invite the possibility for people to, when they encounter, say, in the next week after listening to this podcast, they encounter something that they at first interpret in maybe a negative way, like, what did that person just say to me? Or what just happened here? We invite you to step back and say, is there another way to interpret what just happened to me? And I have a feeling that there might be. And it's at that point that we get to make a choice. We can stay with the story that we've just told ourselves and we can react from that point, or we can invite in the possibility of reframing that experience and choosing to see it in a different way. Because this really is about making choices every minute of every day.
So what is a better, healthier way for you is how I frame it in with my work. What is a better, healthier way for you? I could get pissed off about someone having coffee and they're spilling, and then I have more work for myself because they're spilling everywhere and they're upset. So what is a better, healthier way? Educating them that it's bumpy. Even though you can feel it's bumpy, but sometimes our awareness, like you said, stepping away, reframing, listening, maybe asking a question or
yes
to the person. Now, is this what you meant? Because this is what I'm hearing.
Yes. Asking for clarification and repeating what has just been said to make sure that there's clarity. Yeah,
and remembering some people are from different places. So what, you know, I say the color blue, you say the color blue. We both have different blues in our heads. No one's wrong or right. It's just how we perceive. And there's nothing wrong or right. It's just finding a common ground and realizing we all have baggage.
Yes. Yes.
We all have baggage in filter, or you would say filters, or we all have stuff that programs we have. It's like we have a new iPod and we each have different programs we put on our iPod because we enjoy these or this worked for us. The operating. So I'm trying to show an analogy with the operating system. I think I've used that before too, but anyway, off track there. So yes, I think that's exactly what we were saying or trying to say. But if you don't understand us, please ask. Having that from our framework, it makes total sense. But I understand that just because I forget what I've been experienced in my lifetime, someone else has not.
Right. We forget that other people think differently, and that's okay. And, you know, to remind ourselves, I think it's probably provides more peace for ourselves as we move through our day.
Within ourselves. Exactly. Because the other person doesn't even, you know, and they're on to the next thing and we're going, well, that was just,
we're like, they have just moved on and I still feel bad.
Right. And so go,
what is it really going on with me? And that's what mm-hmm. the four agreements. It's not about you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take exactly. things personally.
Right.
I'm just laughing because it's so easy to do. It is. It is. Mm-hmm. So, but with awareness, you have that choice. And yes. So anything else you want to add from that book?
No, I just thought that was, I mean, there's lots of good tidbits, but when we decided we were going to talk about perceptions, that was and that's toward the end of the book. You know, but there's lots of other good details in there, and it's helpful.
So again, I'm going to now circle back because being busy while we hadn't been on, please share what you're working on and you're moving. And I know it's spring because so many therapists I know right now are moving to different offices and changing up on their because I've talked to like three different therapists and people are moving and changing. So let's share what you're changing and moving to.
Okay. So as of April 1st, I will be moving into an office space in Alexandria, and I'm super excited. I'm sharing the space with Natalie Goodwin, who is a massage therapist, and her business is called Massage by Natalie. And my business will be called Elements Salt Room and Wellness, because in addition to hypnosis and biofeedback and possibly some body work, but that's kind of more Natalie's specialty at this point, we will also be offering a salt room, which is halo therapy. So it will be a lovely room with Himalayan salt throughout the room on the walls and on the floor with pretty that will not be open until May 1st because it'll take some time for us to do properly. The halo therapy portion of that is using a halo generator that breaks down pharmaceutical grade salt into teeny tiny particles that get blown into the air of the salt room and allows you to breathe it in and allow it to settle in on your any skin that's open to air. It's helpful for bronchial issues, asthma, allergies, nasal infections, similar to it's called, another term for it is dry salt therapy. You know how we use neti pots with the sea salt or the salt that we
to flush
our sinuses. It's similar to that, but in dry form. And they discovered the benefits of halo therapy or dry salt therapy in the mid 1800s in Poland. There were people that worked in the salt mines in Poland, and they were finding that the people that worked in the salt mines were not experiencing symptoms from asthma as much. They weren't experiencing side effects from allergies. They weren't getting lung infections like bronchitis at the same rate as the general population. So this has been a prescribed treatment for those kinds of issues in Europe for quite a long time. And now it's just making its way into the U.S. Usually, you know, that's how it goes. It tracks from Europe to the U.S. and from the coast inward. So
we're glad that you're going to be having this, and we definitely will have a podcast. I know we mentioned maybe doing a podcast in the salt room or the salt. So then we can describe it even more. So just to pique your interest on that. And so you'll be starting April 1st. You'll be in your new place. And what is the local
place
in Alexandria and the
Easton Place Complex, and I believe our address is 501 27th Suite 201B.
And you still can contact you on your regular phone numbers, but you guys are doing a collaborative website, correct?
Yes, we are. We have a website in the works, and that's a few weeks based on, you know, availability or timing.
Right.
Yes.
And then we'll put that out there. So that's why we haven't been talking. Becky's been busy with that. Besides going on vacation.
Yes.
Whereas I've just been working. Then watching wrestling, which is really exciting to me anyway.
Yeah, we've got a lot of good stuff going on, but now it's time to hit the ground running and get back to work. And it's fun to have these conversations with you, Shelly. So I'm glad we've gotten this podcast done, and we'll get it done and up and on the air.
And so I'm so happy about your new business. Yeah, that's really exciting. It is. It's very exciting. And I know you're excited about it and scared all at the same time, which is great.
God. Yes, it scares the bejesus out of me. But
having said that, everyone, Becky's doing but remember, you're also doing a play. So I'm just painting a picture of, you know, life happens, but we still can, we keep moving, and it's okay if it's not in a straight line.
Yes, everybody, exactly. I'm all about the zigzags.
I'm always about the zigzags, because I'm going 1 foot forward and then back, but I am a good listener, and I will give myself credit, but I do backtrack, even though I want to go ahead. I have to come back. Thank you guys for being patient, and we look forward to having another podcast really soon, and we will still put our intent to do once a week, but as life happens, life happens. Yep. So, and we'll have a couple of, and also some of the people we wanted to talk with, they're on vacation too.
Yes.
So, you know, that's okay.
Yep.
So thank you. Thank you.
We'll get more interviews in. If you have a suggestion for content, we welcome you to email us at pathsofempowerment@gmail.com, and you can find us at Paths of Empowerment on Instagram, although I am an Instagram newbie, so be patient with me.
And that is Becky's endeavor there, so I'm just not even saying a word. But having said that, we can do an Instagram thing of your new place and things like that. Yeah. So that would be especially with the, I think people, I know I am, because I don't know how to explain the salt room and what you're actually doing. So I think that will be a great visual. That would be something I think we would like to shoot for, because I'm having trouble explaining what the heck you're doing with that. honest, so that's why I'm looking forward to when we're doing the podcast, so I can explain it better.
Yes, exactly. We'll provide more explanation as it comes into being. How about that?
Yes. So on that note, I guess we'll wrap her up, and light and love to everyone, and spring is coming.
Yay! Thanks for listening, everyone.
Okay, thank you, Becky. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.